Good morning, Result Seekers. It's time to start your week off in the right direction with another powerful message. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, and I'm honored to be your host today. Before I introduce Richard, I wanted to read to you an email that was sent to our office. It starts off as, "Hi, Richard. I've been a bit lost over the last few weeks as too much work hit me at the same time, and I became overwhelmed. I listened to the Monday calls yesterday and today, and I realized that I've muddied my brain with too much thinking, talking, and did not reward my hunger by action. Clarity is coming back in my head. Thank you for your powerful impact." That is a wonderful message. And on that note, please help welcome to the call Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Russ, and thanks for sharing that email. You know, we get hundreds of emails and notes that are sent to our email addresses and office, where people are really sharing just where they are and the impact having these calls have been making on their lives. And folks, you know, if you're not the kind of person who've had some magical transformation in your life or a relationship magically turned around or some a large sum of money just magically appeared, need not worry. That's not what the purpose of these mastery calls are for. The purpose of these calls on a weekly basis in small doses to do one thing is to keep reminding you by way of design, being on these calls, that you're committed to more. You're committed to something greater than just being at the meetings from time to time and reading reports and analysis and education that RAIN provides. It's more than that, and this is more than real estate. This is more than just producing financial independence. This is more than just living your beliefs. And that's really what the purpose of this particular call is, and I appreciate Russ on the setup. And that is just, what is it specifically? Are you afraid to lose to get this? Let me share with you a bit of an insight that I really can appreciate. And Russ and I spent some time this past week just sort of talking a little bit about movies that we've liked and the themes that are behind. We're both movie buffs, of course, and he's got his perspectives, I've got mine. But recently I went to go watch The Dark Knight Rises, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen the film. Christopher Nolan has done an incredible job with this trilogy. But in this particular sequel, the third component to this threequel, I guess that's what you'd have to say, right, Russ? The reality is that in this particular one, you know, you've got Christopher Bale, Christian Bale, who's really challenged with an issue. He's got to escape, let's call it a prison. So again, I don't want to ruin it for everybody. But what's fascinating about this particular scene, and you really do know by design that this is the turning point in the movie, Christian has got to really restore his faith and his strength to escape a place he's got to get out of. And the only way he can get out of it is to actually physically climb out of it. And although people around him have rallied and tied security ropes to him so that when he falls from his attempts, he won't actually plummet to a death, he's got his focus on getting out of the situation. Now, again, in the spirit of making this metaphor really clear to set up this call, I don't want to ruin it, the scene for those who haven't seen the movie. But there is a part where you begin to hear Christian doing some inner searching. Why can't I get out? Why, with my strength and my ability, can't I just simply climb out? And it wasn't his style. It wasn't his focus. It wasn't even his determination. What was interesting was he was tethered. You see, he had a safety line. And that safety line, although important in the idea of him not plummeting to a death and attempting to get out of this particular position that he was in, the reality was this. Knowing that there's a safety net, are you indeed climbing for your life? Now, that is a very profound insight that he had gained in this particular scene. And of course, once he actually removed the rope, well, I won't tell you how it goes, but use your imagination. For those who've seen it, you'll know where this went. But for those who haven't, you can only imagine what's happened. You see, the whole story was built on the premise that someone did climb out of this particular place, this dark and dreary, godforsaken place. They called it hell on earth, in fact. And that one person was, in fact, a child who escaped a very tumultuous situation without a rope. You see, that child climbed out into safety without a rope because that child climbed for their life. You know, folks, I've been to now hundreds of RAIN meetings. I've been able to chat with thousands of members, and we all are, as members, very safe, very secure. There's no famine at our homes. We don't come with any tethers of sorts, meaning we don't have something to lose. We are all quite financially able. We're physically able. And I know that from one point to another, there's various members who are finding it a challenge to pay perhaps their membership dues, and there's some who don't really feel it because that's just the way they're set up in life. But here's the point. Life is not on the line. In other words, by being successful with what you're learning, there's nothing to gain as in a living because you already are. So this comes down to looking deeply, not for what you're hungry for, not for which you are starving for, but to put it this way, if your beliefs weren't to happen, or in other words, if you were to die, imagine that, die as a result of not fulfilling on your beliefs, how much harder do you think you'd jump? How much harder do you think you'd dig? How much longer would you spend on researching and understanding and learning and putting into play the things you know about real estate so to create the very financial benefits you came here for? The reality is, my friends, is that in this particular call, this is sort of, well, a bit of a wake-up call. Now, for some of you, you might find this completely offensive and maybe, inappropriate. And that's perhaps appropriate if that's where you're hearing it from. Some of you might say, oh my gosh, you're right. I've got nothing to lose, so therefore I gain nothing. And some of you might be here saying, I know exactly what you mean because my husband said if we don't fix things, we'll lose the house. My kids are starving, and yet, so therefore I've got to make more money. I can't make ends meet fast enough, and that's why I'm here. Or I've got bigger goals and aspirations that are so important to me that if I fail to achieve them, I feel like a big part of who I am dies. So there's some of you that are out there. So is this about, as Napoleon Hill wrote in Think and Grow Rich, the first law in attracting wealth, all about desire? Perhaps. What is it within you as a burning desire that keeps you up at night to see feverishly through the goals in which you want to attain? Now, we all have safety lines. There's nothing to harm us by coming to meetings. There's nothing at stake by not implementing great ideas. We have nothing to lose if we learn much about joint ventures and partnerships and how to raise a ton of dough, as we'll be talking about in the upcoming Calgary Session on Raising Capital event, an incredible event that I'll be speaking at, by the way. But no one's got anything to lose. We sit at a very privileged state of the seat. We have nothing to lose. If we fall, we are safe. If we fail, we lose nothing. And if we don't try, no one really cares if we, in fact, fail to try, if ever. Why is this important? Because if by joining RAIN and if by learning about real estate is all about just passing some time like a hobby, then wonderful. Mission accomplished. But we reckon, based on some assessments, based on these conversations, based on emails that we get, just like the one that Russ had mentioned just earlier on, based on the rate in which people are communicating to us about the breakthroughs they're having in their lives to say, my God, thanks for that wake-up call. Thanks for the nudge, the poke, the prod. I get that I am responsible for everything I have and everything I don't have. Because everything you are and everything you are not is 100% your responsibility. It wasn't your parents, it wasn't the circumstances, not the cards you were dealt with, or that's the way the cookie crumbles. However, in whatever linguistic magic trick you want to use on yourself to say that perhaps it's someone else's responsibility, what you've got and what you don't have is all a matter of what you've done and what you haven't done. So when people look at me and say, well, look at that, that must be easy for you, you've got it all. Well, not so true. I don't have it all. I still work diligently at being a wonderful father to a young boy. I work tirelessly to keep my marriage together by reinventing the way in which I communicate and connect with my wife of 16 years. Every day I work hard on keeping my integrity intact by generating honesty and generating workability, by saying things that were left unspoken and sharing things that I've been hiding from those I love and care about. Every day I work at those things. And yes, I may have come from a place of less privilege, but that is what sparked the light within me to achieve that much more. That's why just recently, as I watched an incredible episode of Barbara Walters featuring some incredible billionaires, most of them, I mean almost 95% of them, the billionaires on the planet that she had interviewed, and there's about 8 of them that she did, 95% of the time they came from nothing. Nothing. And when you come from nothing, you've got nothing to lose. But I'll tell you one thing, they're absolutely clear that once they began making something, they swore to themselves they would never return to where they once were. And you see, that sheds the light on the point of this call. What is it are you afraid to lose if you don't implement what you know you must and can in this real estate game? What is it that's at stake that if you were to undo the safety rope and you had to climb for your life, what's on the line that I'm metaphorically calling your life? What difference is it that you're trying to make? What influence are you hoping to cause upon your children to groom them into the woman you want them to be, the man you hope they grow to be? What difference are you going to make in your financial and spiritual, familial, relational capacities for the people around you in your life? What's really at stake? So is it about a burning desire, the kind of desire that's going to burn you up and higher, utilizing everything there is to utilize, perhaps? Is it about you being able to say, I'm going to now do something I've been putting off and have been avoiding doing because I know I must, and we'll just get it done? And that's where we'll leave off for this week. Your homework is quite simple. It's a task. I want you to do 3 things. Number 1, write down what have you been putting off that you have not been able to do yet for whatever reasons you've made up for yourself. Number 2, I want you to write down what one thing would you love to do, to just do it knowing that you are not going to fail no matter how you do it. Whether it's making a phone call, sending an email, asking someone out on a date, asking for some money, going for that long shot. But number 3, I want you to write this down. What will it mean to you, and it's kind of a two-sided question, what will it mean for you to be able to accomplish all the things that you want to accomplish? And then the second side of that question is, what will it mean to you if you don't? I want you to leave off with your homework on that last note. What will it mean to you if you don't? I know what drives me is that I will never, ever feel the way I did when I first started out in this wealth management business. 18 years ago, I knew that coming from nothing, feeling like nothing, not having the financial freedom to do what I wanted to do, tired of having to borrow money, tired of having to hope to get better, I would never want to feel that feeling again. So it was absolutely clear. But I'll tell you something, aside from focusing on my goals, aspirations, and my beliefs, I'm also very clear, as equal to those things that are inspiring, the very thing I'm afraid of most. Why? Because that is the catalyst for the spark for things to burn bright. If your light has dimmed, you're not clear, not on what you don't want, but what you can't afford to have happen. So those are the 3 things. A form of reflection, yes. A time to diarize, perhaps, but a great way for you to turn inward and have a courageous conversation about what drives you to climb to greater heights and get out from wherever you might be to newer, elevated levels of personal satisfaction, and to untether yourself from the safety rope, because now you're going to climb for your life. So good luck this week and have a powerful one. Russ, back to you.
Wow, fantastic. That's one of your best to date, Rich. Fantastic.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's amazing what lessons you can learn in film if you're in there with an open mind to it. So, wonderful question. What would you do if everything is on the line? Great call this morning. Congratulations for your full commitment for participating. The next call will be the same time and the same call-in numbers next week. If you have any questions, you can always contact the RAIN office at 1-888-824-7346. There are experts standing by. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off. Have a masterful week. Bye for now.